Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. So, Arisha, there's a classic line in the movie Dazed and Confused where Matthew McConaughey's character, Wooderson, says, "That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age."
All right. Not a huge fan of that line.
No, it's not great.
No, it's not.
Thankfully, he is not lounging around on Saint-Tropez yachts with high school girls, but based on his dating history, you might think Leonardo DiCaprio has embraced Wooderson's philosophy.
Yeah, Leo definitely has a type, and it's not rich girls on expensive boats with blue diamonds. His type seems to be very young, and sadly, for the youngies, or oldies, I guess, Leo's latest relationship has come to its inevitable end. And of course, when you're a celebrity like Leo, everyone's going to talk about it.
Yeah, and I got to say, like, social media is truly just having a field day with this breakup. And it's, of course, at Leo's expense.
Yeah, and all I can say is, please continue to send me these memes because I am dying.
They are gold. Such gold. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Thursday, September 1st.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Give me that
hot sauce. Well, Richie's, another Hollywood love story has come to an end. So, you know, obviously mourn in whichever way speaks to you. Light a candle, say a prayer. If you're a 20-something, I guess hide or not hide, if that's what you're into. I don't know. Because Leonardo DiCaprio is back on the loose after 4 years of dating. He and actor slash model Camila Marone are calling it quits, or as he calls her, yucky old lady. Sources close to the couple told E! News that the relationship just basically ran its course.
Yeah. According to People, Leo and Camila started dating in 2018 after meeting in Aspen, you know, where rich people meet each other.
Yeah.
And back in 2019, an inside source confirmed that the relationship was definitely not a casual one and that they seemed pretty serious about each other. But the relationship, no matter how serious it was, is now over. And an insider told E! News that distance played a factor. She became pretty distant from the age of 18. And he was like, that's enough.
Too far.
Yep. But that all the time they spent apart led to them reevaluating their relationship. And the insider also said that there's a chance they could reconcile, but said at the moment it's not on because we haven't figured out how to actually reverse aging.
Yeah. Leo's like, not enough hyaluronic acid in the world for this wrinkled up old mess I'm dating. God. So listen, when you're one of the biggest stars in Hollywood, of course your love life is going to make headlines. Leo's always does. But this time it's not just because of the breakup.
Yeah.
People are definitely talking about Leo's pattern. He's 47. He's going to be 48 in November. And he's just truly being roasted in the best way on social media for this pattern of dating women who are under the age of 26. And someone on Reddit, which, Arisha, I know you love Reddit, so it could have been you. I don't know. They created this graph that shows all of Leo's exes, and it's like his age increase goes up and up and up, but their ages are like from 19 to 21. It's like when he starts dating them, I think.
And
just like that visual is just ridiculous.
This is what I'm saying. If math teachers could just use this kind of visuals when they're teaching, I would be a mathematician. There'd be no stopping me. While all of Leo's relationships end before the women turn 26, there are some recognizable names on the graph, including Gisele Bündchen, the supermodel, who he started dating when he was 24 and she was 18. And their relationship lasted 5 years. And then when he was 36, he dated Serena Vanderwoodson, a.k.a. Blake Lively, who was 23 years old at the time.
Yeah.
So Leo's 26 and we're out philosophy has elicited some truly hilarious takes on Twitter. One of my favorites, which I've seen everywhere, got sent to us in a DM. It's just truly gold. Sarah Lazarus wrote, maybe Leonardo DiCaprio hated 9/11 so much that he can't even date women who remember it. Did that even occur to you? And it didn't occur to me.
It didn't. And that's a really valid point.
This is just him being patriotic for his country. And that's important.
Yeah, it's for his own mental health.
Yeah,
it's a tough day.
Someone else wrote, the girl Leonardo DiCaprio will dump when he's 72 was born today. So let's all just, you know, take a moment and celebrate that.
Yeah.
And then another person tweeted, Titanic turns 25 this year, at which point I assume Leonardo DiCaprio will no longer want to be in it.
Yeah, he's like, I'm glad I died at the end.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Ooh, bad spoiler. That's brutal. These are so funny and
so good, so accurate.
Oh man!
So a lot of people are like, "Listen, what's the deal? Like, why does he do this?" And I definitely have my theories. And I,
of course, you do.
I think they're right based on this inside source from Page Six, who are saying basically Leo just doesn't want to be tied down.
Yeah,
and that makes
yeah.
sense to me.
I have a different theory, but
okay.
We'll get to what the source said first. So the source said by the time girls reach 25, they're looking for more. They're looking to get married and settle down. Sidebar, false. That is not what Leo wants. He does not want a family and does not want to be around women who may press him for that. The minute a girl meets him, the clock is ticking. If she gets too old in a couple of years, she is gone. If she gets too close in a couple of years, she is gone. He's gotten older, but his taste has not gotten any older. This source didn't really, I don't know if the source was trying to, like, help things.
Help? Right.
But mission failed.
This source sounds like a misogynistic asshole. It's like, not like, every girl is like, I can't wait to get married at 25.
It's like, at 25? Like, I can barely rent a car.
Yeah.
Like, I want children? Like, come on.
Right.
Source. Like, come.
I mean, there are some, I'm sure, of course, who do, but like, come on. Let's not
generalize. This idea that,
yeah, don't generalize women like that. And what does he mean gets too old? Like, by whose standards?
It's like, you do realize you're talking about an almost 50-year-old man, and you're talking about the girls getting too old? Okay.
Yeah. He's not auditioning characters for Nickelodeon. They're dating. Like, relax. What's your theory?
My theory is that when he filmed Titanic, he fell madly in love, like true love, with Kate Winslet. And he was like, she's the one for me. Because they were kids, essentially, when they filmed it. Okay. And she went on, you know, to absolutely slay. She's got healthy relationship dynamics. But she never felt that way about him. He was just, you know, they were really close friends, probably like a brother-sister relationship. And he just always carries that flame. And he's trying to, like, tap into it by dating these younger women because that's how he remembers her. And she's like,
yeah,
that's my theory. And if he wants to, like, you know, talk with me, I can get him on my couch as a therapist and talk him through this easily.
Yeah, but then you're going to end up painting him like one of your French girls. I just think, like, look, he banged an older woman in Don't Look Up and the world ended. So now he's like, shit, I can't. He's like, I can't do that. Spoiler again.
Yeah, you're spoiling everything today. My God. Yeah, well.
Also, he's the man in the iron mask. So, okay. Leo's obviously a free agent again. You and I could be, if we wanted to, world-class matchmakers, obviously.
Oh, that's, God. Could and should, for me.
Right. So, let's spitball here.
Oh, God. I'm
scared. Do we think, who do we think Leonardo DiCaprio should date and possibly settle down with?
Here's my thing, is I'm like, I've got to Google all these people to see how old they are. Because it's like, well, I have a lot of suggestions, but they're definitely probably not 25.
Well, and that's what he needs. I'm not saying what does he want. I'm saying what does he need?
Well, what he needs is to lock it down for a good 3 years and do some self-work.
Yeah, that's fair.
I kind of like Sandra Bullock for him.
Oh, interesting.
Sandy. I feel like she's almost too, like, she counters, because I think Leo is, like, mature in a lot of ways, but this is just one of those ways where he really needs to stop it.
Sure.
And I feel like Sandy could help balance that.
Okay. Well, I'm wondering, like, according to his friend slash source, whoever this numbskull is, he's like, well, if they get too close, if they want to settle down. So what if he meets someone who doesn't want to settle down like that? Like, he meets somebody with the same mindset as him. Does their age matter then?
Yeah,
or is this just his cop-out for, like, why he likes to date younger women?
100% age still matters. This was just their way of trying to get around that.
Here's who I think could really whip this guy into shape as far as relationships go. I'm not body-shaming Leo.
Lizzo.
Halle Berry is my first pick.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you why. First, she's a badass, obviously.
Yeah, she is.
And she's gorgeous, and she's never not going to be gorgeous. So if he's going to continue to be shallow, she's age-appropriate, she's gorgeous. And I did some research, and I found this quote. And she said, a man for me is the cherry on the pie, but I'm the pie and my pie is good all by itself,
even if
I don't have a cherry. So she doesn't need you, Leo. But
maybe
if she wanted you, she'd be a good fit.
That's interesting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's my topic.
I was thinking, actually, now that I'm thinking more about it, I'm thinking he should be with a musician.
Really? Why?
Primarily because they're going on tour all the time. So, because it seems like Leo doesn't want to be in a traditional relationship in the sense of every morning you wake up with the same person and you go to bed with the same person.
Yeah.
Not meaning, like, sleeping with other people, but just, like, she's on tour for 3 months and, you know, they talk and they text. And then when her tour is over, they're knocking boots left and right.
Yeah.
And then go back to their own careers. Like, I feel like that could be, that could be conducive to a relationship for him.
Okay.
The question is, what musician? Maybe Selena Gomez.
Oh.
She is younger. Well, she's a bag of bones, given her age, but she's younger than who we were saying.
He's like, I don't know. I don't want to have to be given sponge baths. Okay, so we've talked about why those close to Leo say he dates women of a certain age and then cuts them loose. But why do we think these women sign up for a relationship like this? Like, they've got to know that it's going to end at some point, obviously. Do you think that they're just, like, maybe I'm the one that can finally get him to settle down? Or do you think they're like, oh, I'll just bang an A-list star for a little while?
Look, the minute a girl meets him, the clock is ticking. If she gets too old, she's gone. If she gets too close, she's gone.
I knew you were the source. I knew it.
I feel like there's a smorgasbord of reasons. Absolutely. Like, if I'm being honest with myself, I've entered relationships where I'm like, I can fix you.
Yeah.
So I think there could be some of that. There also could be, it's Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't mind hanging out on a yacht for 4 years while I, you know, continue doing what I'm doing.
Sure.
And then, yeah, maybe there are some people who are like, I'll be the one to change him. But it's also dating.
Well, yeah.
Like, it's a point of it.
That's very true. Like, no one enters, well, I mean, I'm sure there are people, but like, you don't enter a relationship being like, we're going to get married.
Well,
I mean,
some of us do.
Some do.
I'm not even entering the relationship saying we're going to get married. I'm like, I see you on the street and I'm like, oh my God, that's my husband.
Yeah. You're doodling names in a notebook from Jump Street. We all know that. But like, I think it doesn't even have to be a matter of like, quote unquote, fixing him or changing him. I think he needs to find somebody who shares the same outlook he does or like wants to keep it cash, but cash forever.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, and that's the thing is like, also fine if your whole thing is I just want to date people for the rest of my life. It seems unfulfilling to me, but it's not me that's choosing to do that. And so I feel like if that's what he wants, fine. It's a little sus that he's only going for the youngies.
Yeah.
I mean, based on his, you know, age requirements, you and I, we should start looking for nursing homes, taken out to pasture.
And I have. And you should know that. I have.
Well, make sure there's a double bed because I'm not trying to have my own room.
Oh, that's something new. I'm not trying to be woken up by snoring every day.
Okay, there's a curtain, first of all. And we'll probably be on different naps. We'll be on different nap schedules.
All right, you sold me. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.